When you hear the phrase Texans penalties, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Laramie Tunsil.
Sorry, I wanted to win.
Okay. I wonder how many people go. Did you have a buzzer to push and just roll through?
Yeah, I was slamming it. No whammies.
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, when you hear Texans penalties, what's the first thing you hear? As Tyler Milner came out of the gates roaring. With Laramie Tunsil. By the way, I know we're going to get that text in a little bit of thing that I love. Boy, people can't spell that man's first name. And I just love the different creative ways that I see Laramie Tunsil spelled.
I see Larmie Law.
Oh, yeah. That L-A-M.
Yeah.
I-R-E. That is a real popular one. It's so popular that I have in my heart believe that it is being auto-corrected. Like, it just comes in so many times. Like, I know.
Well, look, there ain't no doubt about it. He got people pissed off enough to where they'll hit send before they check that damn grammar. That's for
sure.
Hello. Laramie will get auto-corrected to who knows what, and they'll hit send before because they're so hot.
Laramie.
I'll tell you, fellas, I know for sure y'all have seen that name come up there, and you know there's a Y at the end of Laramie. I know you took it as. But this is Bobby Slowick. This is what he had to say in terms of the penalty issue the offense has had the last couple of weeks.
Our role is to ensure it does not happen. You know, I mean, we know the rules. This has been a recurring theme for us really since camp that showed up all the way across the offense. I know the offensive line was getting dinged last week. It's been with eligibles as far as alignment, illegal procedures, motion operation. I mean, like we have to get that cleaned up, and we are making sure that happens.
All right. To me, that was the closest that he was going to acknowledge Laramie Tunsil. To me, that was the closest that Bobby Slowick was going to acknowledge Laramie Tunsil, as we're seeing it, Laramie Tunsil up and down the page. When I said, "What do you think about when you? What do you see when you hear the word? When you hear the words Texans penalties?" And Clint, and the people out there, you can join in on this as well. What's your expectation? Because he is, from the fan base especially, he is taking it. He has been the number one thing. I know after the post-game show, Clint, that was probably the number one topic for the fans calling in to you and Sean on Sunday after the game. This week, that is what we've heard. Hell, we had a gentleman yesterday who went to the bathroom, and before he went to the bathroom, he just started going off about Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah.
And we've had many conversations about it. What do you expect? And what are you open and needing to see from Laramie Tunsil on Sunday?
One of the best offensive linemen in football. Let's start with that. I don't think it's unfair. I don't think it's unreasonable. Like, you know, I disagree, Ron, on the front of like him getting it. Like, if Laramie Tunsil was doing what he was doing in New York, he would have to have security outside his house. He'd have to have security escorting him out of the building. I don't know why, but I woke up on the side of the bed this morning. I'm like, you know what? This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous that I know me personally, that there's just so much of a soft shoeing what we're watching from Laramie Tunsil. I mean, I've listened to every piece of audio from D'Amico Ryans, and he hadn't said his name once.
Oh, the team definitely is.
I've listened to Bobby Slowick talk all day today. He ain't said his name once. I'm pretty sure that Nick Caserio didn't say his name one time. C.J. Stroud didn't say his name one time. I mean, it's an absolute joke what we're watching, man. I mean, we're talking about the O-line has been awful to where your offensive coordinator is like disgusted with the pass protection and the run game. Two straight weeks you've been awful. Two straight years you hadn't been able to run the football at all. He personally killed our chances last week of winning a game. Last year, the guy that he's got to face this week, Allen, he
won AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
He tuned his ass up to being the AFC Player of the Week. I mean, it's It's got to get real hot around Laremy Tunsil. He's way too comfortable. I don't give a damn if he's the highest paid guy out there. I don't care how good he's supposed to be or what his reputation is. He's a guy that this organization is taking care of by letting him not participate in training camp. And then you go out there and your unit, you're a captain of the team, and your unit absolutely stinks. And then you individually kill drives in a game on the road against a good football team and make it damn near impossible for your offense to keep up with what's going on with Minnesota. So enough already. Like, he's got to go out there and play like an all-pro player. He's got to go out there and play like he should have a C on his chest. He's got to go out there and be the reason that this offense succeeds one way or another. And if you know what? If the offensive line struggles running the football or pass protecting, then he ought to be in somebody's ass. He ought to be the one that's embarrassed and frustrated with it. I'm just over the nonchalant, just kind of easing through whatever. I'm going to get paid. That approach is borderline disgusting at this point.
Yeah, I think the way that the coaching staff has handled it, yes, I agree with you. They haven't handled it anywhere near the way that I think you and fans would. I think he has been the number one thing and person that fans have been disgusted with, at least from what I've seen. And for me, I think he has a bounce back week. I think this is a guy that is prideful, and I think he has heard all week how much he sucked. I think he has heard he needs to be benched. I think he has heard a lot of that. And to the point you also made last year, this guy that he is going up against embarrassed him. It made him look real bad. It made him and what people talk about him, the best pass protecting tackle in the game, he ain't look like that against at that time Josh Allen and now Josh Allen Hines. I believe Laremy Tunsil comes back this week and plays to the level that he is capable of playing. Because if he doesn't, Clint, if this stuff continues, if he gets beat or if he can't stop getting penalties just because of the way he is lining up,